This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I'm not saying the military is in love with me. The soldiers are. The top people in the Pentagon probably aren't, because they want to do nothing but fight wars so that all of those wonderful companies that make the bombs and make the planes and make everything else stay happy.
He's willing to condemn his generals and admirals as killers of kids for war profits.
And this is not something that has ever entered the consciousness of most people who run for elected office.
Hello again, Peabody here. Get into the Wayback Machine.
We must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
If you watch the ads, I'm sure you've seen them, they would say that you want to defund the police.
Do we agree that we can redirect some of the funding?
Yes, absolutely.
Can you set the record straight on that?
I not only don't want to defund the police, I'm the one calling for $300 million more for local police. The only person calling to defund the police is Donald Trump.
Isn't that the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard?
Awesome. It certainly is.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Proud and lucky to have Senator and soon to be Vice President Harris with us today. And I will pass it back over to you, because I know you want to take some questions before you get out of here.
Well, we're all set. Thank you.
It was my understanding that there would be no questions asked.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Donald Trump caused the COVID outbreak in New York. Donald Trump caused the COVID outbreak in New York.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Hope you had a nice Labor Day weekend. Today is the last primaries in the United States up in New Hampshire, right next door to us. And I got a text from 603 area code, work New Hampshire primary polls today, busier than expected, hard to get Republican ballot refills three times. 95% of those voting undeclared. Those are, you know, people who are unenrolled or independent, whatever you want to call it, went Republican. Two registered Dems walked out when they found out they couldn't flip to Republican. That's a good sign. I think Donald Trump's got a good chance to carry New Hampshire in the general election. I think he thinks so, too. All right.
He's a man of confidence. I mean, there's no question that any of those states that are up for grabs, he thinks he's going to take.
He's in North Carolina and Florida today, two states he carried in 2016, two battleground states, and he's been doing better in the polls.
Yes, Howie, thank you for my lead-in. Donald Trump and Joe Biden tied in Florida poll as 2020 race titans. You'll be seeing this all over the news tonight, unless you're watching CNN or MSNBC.
You'll be seeing this all over the news tonight if you're watching, Newsmax, OAN, Fox. Otherwise, nothing to see here, folks. Move along.
For months, Trump has lagged behind Biden in national and swing state polls, which, if you're really paying attention, you probably didn't believe those to begin with. But recent surveys, especially in Midwest battlegrounds like Florida, show him gaining on Biden.
And remember that on Election Day in 2018, they said that Andrew Gillum, who since ran into a bit of an embarrassment in a hotel room with a young man and some drugs in Miami Beach, he was going to beat Ron DeSantis by over 3 points. He was walking away with it, and that's the way it goes. I subscribe to the Dallas paper because my daughter lives down there, and so last month they had the Dallas Morning News. Used to be a conservative paper, now it's just another part of the pack of jackals. After Trump, Joe Biden is pulling away. The Lone Star State is going not purple, but blue. Oh, they're all excited. So then they came out with another poll over the weekend, Grace. Trump up by two. And you know what the headline is now in the Dallas Morning News? Lone Star State, a toss-up.
Right. And it's funny, Howie, because we were talking about the polls in July. This is when the polls really started to show Biden leading and pulling ahead in a lot of states that people didn't expect him to. And we talked to a variety of people who follow this pretty closely, including John Hinderacher, who said July polls mean nothing. But now that we're seeing this sudden shift, this swing of 7-8 points, all of a sudden, it makes me really question how accurate those polls were to begin with. If now he's managed to lose 7 or 8 point leads that quickly, did he ever really have them to begin with?
We've said this before. The Democrats use these polls, these media polls, to energize their donors and to try to depress the deplorables, people right. like us. That's what it's all about. It's they're weaponized.
And I don't think it works, and here's why. I think for a lot of other Republican incumbents, this could work. Let's say you had a George Bush or someone like that, because they got treated not great, but it wasn't as vicious. I think a lot of Trump voters feel more wronged than they did going in 2016. Well, I think they feel...
The story's just another example.
Exactly. And I think they feel like, wait a second, I chose somebody and he never got a fair shake in the 4 years he's been there. So I've never seen a base like this that is right. feeling more energized.
And it's just one big lie after another. We just played the cut in the intro of Governor Cuomo blaming Trump for the virus. I mean, give me a break. The mayor of New York in March, long after the ban on Chinese travel had been announced, was telling people, go on the subways, go out to a movie, go down right. to Chinatown for New Year's. And of course, Cuomo was sending the COVID-19 positive patients back to the nursing homes.
And this is also the problem where all of these governors were demanding that they get to make their own decisions. You know, like Trump, the federal government can't control them. They get to choose what they want to do with their states. And so this is what happens when you get to make the decisions and you make bad ones. It's your fault. You have to take some responsibility. They're not used to
here.
It. They're not used to it. They're used to blaming Trump for everything.
Did you see the plane with the banner on the New York beaches?
The gov killed
this
grandma.
Weekend? It said, the gov killed Nana, meaning grandma.
Yes.
The gov killed Nana.
Some of us would say Nana, I think.
Nana, yeah, whatever.
Banana. yeah, and Howie, I also wanted to read you this. I thought the story was interesting. It says, I've never seen it like this. Trump well ahead of Biden in Red Wing Bakery's presidential cookie poll.
Now, the Red Wing Bakery.
This bakery is in Red Wing, Minnesota. I put more stake in cookie polls than I do CNN polls because I feel as though you are making a real commitment when you buy a cookie and you have to eat it and you have to spend money on it. And
are they different kinds of cookies or are they the same cookie that just says B or T on it?
This is why, Howie, I admire you so much because that's the journalistic instinct you have. You know, it's not to ask who has more votes,
yeah,
but
I mean,
what
like
kind of cookie are we talking about?
If it was a chocolate chip cookie versus an oatmeal raisin cookie, I would say whoever's got the, even if Kanye West wins, if he gets
it
chocolate
doesn't,
chip.
Right, it's not on the level.
Right.
That would be the problem. No, I believe these are the same cookies. They're sugar cookies with frosting. One frosting says Biden, one frosting
okay.
says Trump.
So it's the same.
So we're starting on a level playing field. As of right now, they claim at this cookie factory that they have predicted the presidential elections correctly since 1984.
Good.
They're saying so far, President Trump has a very large lead of 2,576 cookies, whereas Joe Biden only has 696 cookies. The owner of the bakery says, I'll tell you, in the 25 years I've been here, I've never seen it like this.
You know what they may lead with tonight on the network newscast?
What?
Early snowstorms in the Rockies. Trump blamed.
Well, global warming. So, yeah, of course he's blamed.
So, that's why you would still have a snowstorm in the summer because of global warming, right?
There's an answer for everything in the liberal mindset.
Someone's got an idea here. One of the texters says, tell your viewers and listeners to go check out the number of YouTube videos from the boat rallies around the country yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. There were so many Trumptillas over the weekend. There was one in Scituate. My parents had their Trump flags waving. There was one in Pensacola. There was one in
Texas. A couple of the boats got into trouble. But
which is what the press
that was
ran
the lead.
With.
That was the lead, obviously.
Trump boats sink.
Yeah, is this an omen for Orange Man Bad's campaign?
Right. I mean, it wasn't the best look. I wish the boats hadn't sank. But yeah, they definitely ran with that.
You know, some of the Dunkirk boats sank back in 1940, I'm sure.
Right.
You know?
Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. Everyone keeps stopping me, Howie, when we are at a remote, and they say, do you really like the RAV4? I really do, but what I like even more is the service I got at Toyota of Portsmouth. They are located just south of the Portsmouth traffic circle off of 95. Go to toyotaofportsmouth.com. They have an incredibly clean showroom. Everyone from finance to sales is so helpful, so nice. Say hi to Brad Austin, Jim Boyle, the whole crew there. They love the Howie Carr Show. Or visit them at the showroom. Tell them I sent you. That's toyotaofportsmouth.com. I love my RAV4. The mailroom manager might get one. I'm sure she'll go to Toyota of Portsmouth.
If you're thinking of replacing your carpets due to pet stains and odors, you must try Genesis 950 first. It breaks down the bonds of stains and odors so they're gone from carpets and padding for good. You can use it in a carpet cleaning machine, and it's green, so it's safe for family and pets. It was the go-to cleaner for when Mr. Gooner had an accident, as older pugs often do. Before you purchase new carpeting, you must try Genesis 950. You don't want to go through the hassle and the expense of new carpeting, new padding, measuring the floors, et cetera, et cetera. Genesis 950. 1 gallon of industrial strength Genesis 950 makes up to 7 gallons of cleaner, and it's not just for pet stains. It's a disinfectant that kills viruses. It's also great for kitchens, garages, grease stains, wheels, tires, and more.
Really is great for so many things, but I think the biggest encouragement I had to use it was your daughter, Carolyn, because she was skeptical and she was like, oh, I don't know if it's really going to work here. And she used it in her house. And the mailroom manager said, Carolyn needs a gallon of this. She just loves it.
She was rolling her eyes when we brought it in. And she wasn't rolling her eyes after she used it. She knew it was great. Save yourself the trouble of going to the store and seeing your favorite cleaner sold out again. You can order Genesis 950 direct. It's made in America, as we like to say, buy American, support America. Order a gallon direct at Genesis950.com. Enter code Howie to get more than a $10 value in savings, including free shipping and a free spray bottle with a 1 gallon purchase of Genesis 950. Go to Genesis950.com and enter code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
This is Alex from East Bridgewater, Mass.
This is Ann in Saco, Maine.
This is John Zuko from Hampton, Mass. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
Did you talk about our Trump 2020 boat parade along the North River Marshfield? Lots of Trump, epic fun day. I was on a boat, lots of Trump love in Massachusetts. We gave them the finger if they tried to hate on us. Ha ha. One in Falmouth, Mass, down on the different part of the Cape. That's hundreds of boats, hundreds of boats. Then there was one on Martha's Vineyard. And in Martha's Vineyard, what makes that funny is that's where the Obamas live. You know, they're so concerned about global warming, but they got a place right on the beach, right at sea level. They're not that worried.
But he can stop the rising sea levels. So he'll probably just go out every morning and kind of... You know,
like Moses with the Red Sea.
Exactly.
Raycon's newest wireless earbuds, the Everyday E25s, are their best ones yet, with 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, and a noise-isolating fit that really allows you to focus on what you're listening to. Get 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds at buyraycon.com/Howie. Buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will there be a COVID-19 vaccine before the election?
I wish, but I don't think so, no.
41% say yes, there will be.
Okay.
I don't know. I really don't know. Everyone.
Kamala won't take it, but Joe Biden will. It's what you call a split ticket.
Howie, this is what they love. They love, like, no option. There's nothing you can do to make them happy. You do the 15 days to flatten the curve. That doesn't work. You shut down the economy. That doesn't work. They need a vaccine. You find a vaccine. They won't take it because Trump. It's just never ending. It's never going to end.
Right. And things are looking pretty good right now, but the students are going back to school.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a real uptick.
But nobody
under the age of 20 has died. But what if they infect the Nana and Gramps that Andrew Cuomo and Charlie Baker didn't kill?
Right. Well, they go home with it. Exactly. That's the running thing. I wanted to let everybody know two things they should check out. One is Fresh Rest Bedding. They're extending. If you go to freshrestbedding.com, everything is 60% off for our listeners. So make sure you check them out. Got a lot of complaints from people who weren't able to get the Cheap Bastard deal. But now they have it all over the site, 60% off. That's freshrestbedding.com. Also, people should check out the Howie Carr Show site because Howie has an exclusive column. Do you care to reveal what it is about, sir?
The mayor of Boston was busted over the weekend for not wearing a mask after ordering all of us to wear a mask. So here's our T-shirt. We finally got him in. No mask, no problem.
Indeed.
No mask, no problem. Marty Walsh, the mayor of Boston, this is going direct to his office at City Hall. A 3XL. Oh, no, it'll just be an XL. He's put on a little weight, but he could probably still slide into an XL. Just go to HowieCarshow.com, click on store, and you not only get the T-shirt, you get this, What Really Happened, my book about the campaign.
Howie, I wanted to read you a few quotes from this New York Post article. Former White House stenographer says Biden has lost a step. So this is Mike McCormick, who worked with the former vice president from 2011 to 2017. He actually had a book called Joe Biden Unauthorized. So he's a very good source. He knows Joe Biden very well.
Not to be confused with Mike McCormick, the former Boston city councilor.
Right. This is what he said. Quote, it is a complete difference from what we saw, from what he was in 2017. He's lost a step and doesn't seem to have
3 years ago
the same mental acuity as he did 4 years ago. He doesn't have the energy. He doesn't have the pace of his speaking. He's a different guy. He talks about what he used to do when he would, you know, give speeches or be around a crowd of people. He said he'd just make a big joke out of it and go straight from the hip. And notice he's not doing that anymore. He read that Democratic National Committee speech verbatim. It's not Joe Biden anymore. McCormick said, noting that he looks lost during interviews.
And again, he said yesterday that the Democrats have to retain control of the Senate. He was only in the Senate for 40 some odd years, I think. But then he gets confused sometimes because he's also said that he used to be in Congress before he was in the Senate. He was actually on the Wilmington City Council.
And the thing about
City Council, House of Representatives, anyone can get confused.
The thing about the teleprompter element of it is I'm not very used to reading off a teleprompter because it's just not really what we use here. But I have had to read off of them before. And if I could choose kind of going off the cuff to some degree or using a teleprompter, I would go off the cuff. If it was something simple like, okay, introduce the Howie Carr Show and then say XYZ and then get out, I would rather just go off the cuff. But he is almost, when he has the teleprompter, he starts reading things that aren't meant to be read on the teleprompter. So that's hard for him too.
End
so,
of quote.
Top line. So they can't really win. I think they should go cue cards. Go very old school Ted Kennedy, have the cue cards there for him. That might be helpful.
Play cut two again. This is yesterday. He's trying to answer a question. He gets the question, and then the answer is obviously going to come up on the teleprompter because he can't read. And it's not like a very complicated question either. Listen.
What will your administration do to help them give them that chance? Thank you.
Move it up here.
Move it up here.
You know, there used to be a basic bargain in this country.
Why is he out of breath?
He sounds so out of
everything
breath.
Else?
He sounds so out of breath. And he's bragging about how, okay, I want to play this cut. This is cut eight.
Look at how he steps and look how I step. Watch how I run up ramps and he stumbles down ramps. Okay? Come on.
Watch me.
Watch how I bite my wife's hand, or is it my sister's hand? And he doesn't do that.
He really thinks that people are going to judge these two candidates based off of who looks fitter, physically more fit. And that's just not what people are worried about. When you're voting for a president, you don't really care who could do a push-up. You care who can, you know, remember
stand
what state
up
they're
to the
in.
Chinese.
Well, that's, you know, high expectations. I'm just saying basics. Like, where are you right now? You know what I mean? Not, oh, do a push-up. He's so obsessed with this. Oh, I'm faster than him. Nobody cares how fast you walk.
It's hard to stand up to the Chinese if you think Keene is in Vermont. All right. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
Have you had enough yet of the volatility of the stock markets? Down 1,000 or more points one day, up the next. Are you tired of watching that little box at the bottom of your TV screen that shows the market plunging hundreds of points? You need to get diversified with Orion Metal Exchange. You shouldn't be caught flat-footed in this roller coaster ride the stock markets have been on, no matter what the reason, the coronavirus or before that, the oil price war abroad. You always need to be diversified, and that means owning some precious metals, gold and silver. Listen up. Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. If you still haven't taken advantage of their no obligation guide, it's not too late. Give them a call today to learn more about gold and silver. Call Orion today at 1-800-912-2300. That's 1-800-912-2300. Call them now. 1-800-912-2300.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
President Trump is on the road. He's in North Carolina and Florida today. I don't know which state he's in right now, but he just retweeted. You got it? Okay, this is we're going to play what he retweeted from Joe Rogan.
Biden to me is like having a flashlight with a dying battery and going for a long hike in the woods. It is not going to work out.
A dying flashlight in the woods, long hike, nightfall. All right. Joining us now on the line is Terrence K. Williams. He's a great social media guy, and he's got a new book out, From the Foster House to the White House. And you've seen him. He had a great tweet last night. He did a split screen with him eating some ice cream, looked like a McFlurry from McDonald's, and he's watching the Portland Antifa guy on fire, running around, and they're telling him get down or roll over, and he's just running around going crazy, and Terrence K. Williams is laughing. It was priceless. Terrence K. Williams, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Hey man, thanks for having me on.
So what is your background? How'd you get into this?
Well, you know, I just I started making videos back in 2016 before the election, and people were asking me, who are you going to endorse? And I said, you know, Donald Trump, now President Trump. And that's how I jumped into politics, because, you know, the people that were following me, they were asking me, who was I going to vote for? So then after that, you know, I mean, the 2016 election was so crazy. It was hard not to talk about it. And I had to stand up and defend this man and try to help him win, you know, and do my part. And so, you know, that's how I got into talking about politics.
Well, that is a great technique you've got of watching doing the split screens with the watching.
Oh, yeah.
Getting your reaction. It's like old Mystery Science Theater back in the old days, you know, watching and commenting. But it's even better with a split screen.
Oh, man. You know, these loony liberals give me so much material, and it's so entertaining. Like, you know, like this stuff is so crazy, and it's so entertaining, and it's so bizarre. So I just sit back and, you know, I mean, I sit back and laugh at these fools while I'm eating my ice cream, popcorn, or some chicken wings. I mean, what else can we do, you know, besides laugh at? I mean, because, listen, we can't be mad. I mean, you know, it's so crazy that I can't, you know, it's like I have to bring some fun into the political arena, into the political environment, because it's so toxic, you know? And some things are so crazy that all you can do is laugh. You know, like how can you just be mad? You just got to laugh sometimes.
I know. You know, in a perfect world, Terrence, you and I and hundreds of millions of other people wouldn't be laughing at that guy on fire. But, you know, they were trying to set cops on fire, you know?
Exactly.
So if anybody in the world ever had it coming to him, it was that guy who got set on fire, right?
Exactly. You know, karma, she comes very quick. I mean, sometimes she might take a year, 2 years, 4 years, but sometimes it takes karma nothing but 1 second to show up. So, you know, karma showed up. She was bored that day.
and then he's so dumb that they're telling him what to do. I don't know how they knew that to put out a fire. You roll over. I guess they were in the Boy Scouts. But he didn't even take their advice. You know, he's just running around. It's like a cartoon.
He was out there like Footloose. You know, he was dancing. Kick off your Sunday shoes. It was such a pretty sight to see. And like you said, in a normal world, we would not laugh at something like that. But we are not living in normal times right now.
No. Certainly not. Well, tell me about your background, the title of your book, From the Foster House to the White House. So you were in foster care when you were a kid?
Yeah. So, I was born into a pretty damaged, broken home. My mother was addicted to crack cocaine, and she had 9 of us. I'm the 5th oldest, and there were 6 different fathers, and of course, they were not in the picture. And, you know, she just couldn't let go of the drugs. She put, you know, the drugs before her children. And she ended up losing us to the system, you know. So, I went to foster care before kindergarten. So I was in it for a long time until I was, you know, my teenage years when I was adopted. It was pretty tough, but my faith in God got me through all of that. And also, you know, I was in some bad homes, but I was also in some good homes. So those good foster homes that I was in, some of those people really helped me get through, you know, hard times and stuff like that. Because I was living in children's shelters, then going to foster homes, back to the children's shelter, then back to my mom. It was like a back and forth thing. But you know what? Besides all of that, you know, I didn't let that, you know, destroy me. You know, I let my upbringing shape me, you know, into the great person that I am today, you know, because,
well,
you know.
Joe Biden would say, you're not voting for him, so you ain't black, Terrence K. Williams.
Poor Joe. You know, I think he just found out yesterday that he was running for president. So he's probably a little upset right now. Because he didn't know what was going on, and I think he forgot today. But, you know, this guy, you know, he's so crazy. So, you know, that really pissed me off for like 2 seconds. And then it was just so crazy, I just had to shake my head and laugh. Because who are you to tell me I'm not black because I'm not voting for you? Why do you think, and people want to call Trump a racist, Joe Biden, now that's what you should call a racist right there. Because here you got this white man who thinks that, who's telling black people that they are not black if they don't support him. He's telling black people that, trying to tell black people who they are. You don't get to tell me who I am. I know who I am. You know, and you don't, what you mean, you're not entitled to the black vote. You don't own my vote. You think you own my vote? And my vote is not for sale. And you don't own it, and I'm not selling it, renting it, leasing it, none of that, okay?
Terrence K. Williams, if you vote Republican, they're going to put you all back in chains.
They go, you sound just like them.
I've heard it enough.
They're going to put us back in chains. I mean, man, this stuff is crazy, and the Republicans never have us in chains. I mean, you know, the Republican president, God rest his soul, the late, great Abraham Lincoln, he cut those chains and he freed the slaves. People might say, oh, well, he only did it because he was trying to win a war. But I don't care why he did it and what was his reason for it, but he did it. Okay, that's all that matters. That's all that matters. Abraham Lincoln did it. He freed the slaves, the Republican Party. And if you look back in history, the first black people that were in Congress were Republicans, okay? The Democratic Party did not have any black politicians until like when. I don't know the exact year, but I know it was not until like after the 70s, I believe, you know. So
If people get your book, Terrence K. Williams, what are they going to learn about you? What's a reason to buy the book?
Well, you know, so in the book, you know, I talk about my story. Now, this is a story to, you know, this is all about the American dream. And also, you know, I talk a lot about God in this book because people need to understand they need to put God first also. Because we go through a lot. You know, I've been through so much in foster care, but I had God in my heart and God got me through all of that. But I really hope this book inspires foster kids from all over the world. Anyone that may be facing challenges or had a tough life growing up, to let them know the American dream is still real. You know, like, you know, do not let your upbringing destroy you. You know, let it shape you into a great person.
Do you talk to your siblings?
Yes, I talk to some. You know, it's nine of us, so it's a lot. I don't keep up with it's hard to keep up with all of them, you know.
But yeah.
I try to.
Now, are you having trouble? The president of the United States has trouble with Twitter. Are you having trouble with Twitter when you do something like that? Someone would say that was rude, what you did last night with that ice cream and the guy on fire.
People are saying, Terrence, how could you laugh at someone being caught on fire? How could you laugh and just sit there and eat your ice cream while someone's hot on fire? Well, first of all, that video was pretty hot, so I needed some ice cream, you know, because I could feel the heat through the phone. I could feel it. Uncle Howie, I know you felt that heat in that video. I mean, that man's foot was just burning.
I did.
Up.
It was toasty. Yeah, so it was toasty. I got out the marshmallows.
Yeah, exactly. You know, but yes, I'm having trouble. I have trouble with Twitter all the time, you know, with the whole censorship and people reporting my page every day. I mean, I don't do nothing but laugh. I mean, how can you report somebody for laughing, you know?
So have they ever banned you for a while, like taking you off for like a half hour or a day or anything like that?
Now, Twitter has not banned. No, now I've been banned from Facebook before, but Twitter has, you know, taken down posts. They have dinged me and stuff like that, threatened me. They sent me an email last year and said that their legal team will be investigating a tweet that I made. They sent the legal team.
The legal
department.
Why wasn't the humor team investigating it? It seems more like a question for humor than legal.
Exactly. It's like, so y'all are sending my tweets to the legal department, like not to the regular, you know, they got their basic team members who, like, you know, check on videos and see if they broke community guidelines. Y'all sending it to your lawyers, because one of the videos was I was calling AOC dumb. I said she is killing people's brain cells, so they're investigating that. And I said Adam Schiff should be they should investigate him for treason. I said investigate. I can say investigate. Yeah. I didn't say he should be, you know, murdered. I said investigate it. You know, I'm like, come on, man.
They always told us in journalism school the truth is the ultimate defense, and you called AOC dumb. I think you got a pretty clear defense there.
Yes, she is dumb, and I'm talking with some lawyers now to see how to sue this woman, because she literally killed some of my brain cells. No, seriously, it's not funny. Like, you know, now, because I may turn into Joe Biden, you know, might not end up remembering anything.
Not for 50 or 60 years, probably.
Yes, I mean, so that's going on right now. Hopefully we can take that to the Supreme Court and we can start a class action lawsuit, because I don't think I'm the only one. I don't think, you know, she's killed a lot of people's brain cells. So, yeah, I think
Terrence, we got your book in the mail today, and I'm looking forward to reading it. Terrence K. Williams, check it. Follow him on Twitter. And he's got a new book out, available on Amazon and other wherever you get your fine books, From the Foster House to the White House. Terrence K. Williams, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. And keep eating the ice cream and doing the split screens on Twitter. Thank you. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Super Air Purifier sold out in 2 minutes last week with our special CBD, cheap bastard deal. However, Eden Pure is continuing the Thunderstorm sale for Howie Carr Show listeners. Thunderstorm is a super compact, super powerful, there it is right up there, VIPs, air purifier. You can hold it in your hand. Just plug it into your electrical outlet or into your car by USB cable to purify the air. The Thunderstorm Super Air Purifier works like a real thunderstorm. It quietly sends out super oxygen and negative ions to destroy 99% of all air pollution, including germs, allergens, and odors. We've been using it in our studio. Not bad, right? It makes the room smell fresh like it would outside after a thunderstorm. It quickly eliminates all odors, including cigarette and pet owners. Veterinarians and real estate agents use it now to get rid of odors they could never remove before, including tobacco smells. We put it in our office kitchen, too. For protection from germs and to get rid of stubborn, lingering odors, you need the Thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm air purifier covers up to 400 feet, has no filters to replace, and runs super quiet. Can't hear it here, can you? The small Thunderstorm is 100 times more powerful than the big noisy air purifiers that cost over $700. The Thunderstorm is now on sale for just $97, but with Howie's big discount, it will be just $87. Use the code word Howie at checkout. The more you buy, the more you save. Buy two, save $20. Buy three, save $30. EdenPure.com. Your problem room will no longer be a problem. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
Hi, this is Val from Longmeadow, Mass.
Hi, this is Tony and Pietra from Havel, Massachusetts.
This is Murney in Fairfax County, Virginia, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
I have a tragic COVID death to report from Memphis, Tennessee. A Shelby County man, that's Memphis, questions what's going on in the county health department. His mother died 6 months ago, but the health department just sent her a letter, saying she is COVID-19 positive. Troy Whittington said he was surprised when he opened the letter this week from the Shelby County Health Department. A letter arrived for his mother, Sandra Whittington. The letter says she has been diagnosed as COVID positive and needed to isolate. That would be difficult, her son said. According to her obituary, she died on February 16th, weeks before the first case of COVID-19 was detected in Shelby County. I think COVID-19 may have killed Elvis Presley, too. Now that I think about it, he died in Shelby County. Whittington said that when he called the health department, he was told that she took a COVID-19 test June 20th, which was clearly impossible. She had been cremated 6 months earlier. But this is all on the level, folks. Just pay attention to what the experts say. The experts. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Howie, this is Joe from Pennsylvania.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. You got a great show.
Thank you.
That fella that put himself on fire the other night.
Yes.
He called 911. They would have come running for him.
Yeah. I wonder what's going to happen to him, by the way. You know, I wonder if he'll be charged with anything. Careless, you know, can't you be charged starting a fire in a city without a permit? Did he have a permit to set himself on fire?
To be fair, the guy that was set on fire was not the guy who threw the Molotov cocktail. It was somebody behind him.
I understand, but he was still on fire, right? And he was there. He was one of the Antifa stormtroops.
Did he have a permit for that fire?
That's what I want to know. I'm just asking these questions. You know, we need the rule of law and order. Frank, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Frank.
You there? Yes, Mom. Hey, yeah, I was wondering that we all agree that them Antifa and them rioters or terrorists or members of some kind of domestic terrorist organization, right?
I would agree, yes.
Okay. So if that's the case, the mayors and the governors that support them would be, in theory, aiding and abetting terrorists, right?
I guess you could call them collaborators if you want to look at it that way. But I think they're just, I think the word is feckless. It's a word that's become much more popular lately because it really describes people like Ted Wheeler. I've been meaning to play the cut of Ted Wheeler talking about the protesters or Mayor Durkan in Seattle saying, calling it the Summer of Love. And then playing the cut of Richard J. Daley in Chicago, the first Richard J. Daley, when the riots broke out in 68. And he just said, looters will be shot. The police will shoot to kill. What a difference a half century makes in Democratic politicians, Democratic chief executives of the leading metropolitan centers of America. You think Richard J. Daley would have been run out of Bridgeport in Chicago by rioters and looters? I don't think so. I'm Howard Carr.